Fill every command of Allah, angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, we're once again back with a brand new episode of our program that goes by the name of World of Angels. As usual, inshallah, today again, we'll be bringing some fascinating events of Malaika in front of you. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in our last episode, we spoke about Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, who's one of the muqarrab angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of those angels who possess the highest ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And towards the end of last episode, we spoke about the apparent passing away of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam from this world, from this dunya. Today, we'll resume from where we left last week. We'll talk about the apparent passing away of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam from this dunya. And we'll also cover the topic of how the souls of other human beings are captured. How Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam captures the souls of other human beings. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, by the virtue of this, we will develop a mindset of securing our iman. So we'll not only learn about Malaika, we'll not only learn about how our souls are seized, but inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, at the same time, we'll try to develop a yearning to protect our iman and stay away from sins. Please stay with us until the end of today's program. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will learn immense amount of knowledge. But before going into the detail of today's content, the content that we're going to cover in today's program, let's first of all listen to a virtue of reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Man salla alayya yawm al-jum'ati kanat shafa'atun lahu indi yawm al-qiyamah." Meaning that the one who recites durood upon me on Friday, the one who sends peace and salutations upon me on Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. So if you want the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if you want to be successful in the hereafter, then we are meant to recite Durood-e-Pak upon Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Regarding today's topic, as mentioned earlier, that we'll talk about the apparent passing away of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from this world. And as we'll be talking about the apparent passing away of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, we'll also come to know the great dignity and majesty Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam he possesses. That even Malaika, they first seek permission from Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So they specially ask for permission from Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And regarding the passing away, the apparent passing away of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam from this world, Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira, Zahida, Abida, Muftiya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she states that Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam, he came in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and humbly asked that Allah Azza wa Jal says salam to you and is inquiring after your health, although he knows your state. But He Almighty wants to bless you with more dignity and honor. Now, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Jibreel, Malakul Maut sought permission from me. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned the whole account to Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. So, Aqa alayhi salatu wa sallam told Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam that Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wa sallam, the angel who's appointed upon seizing the souls, that he asked my permission. And after this, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam relayed the whole account to Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, your Lord is desirous of meeting you. Allah Almighty, He wants to meet you. Has He not told you what He wants to do? By Allah, He has not sought permission from anyone until today. But Allah Almighty is about to fulfill your rank and dignity. So upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, that do not leave from here until Malakul Maut arrives, until the angel of death, the angel who's appointed over capturing the souls, over seizing the souls. So until he doesn't arrive, do not leave from here. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam granted permission to women and said to his blessed daughter Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that O Fatima, come close to me. Therefore, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha came close to Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said few things in her ear. So after listening to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she raised her head, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha had tears in her blessed eyes. Her eyes welled up. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called her again. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha lowered her head to listen to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wanted to say. Now, when she raised her head back up, now she was smiling. But she didn't have the power of talking as such yet. So the first time when she lowered her head to listen to Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after that, when she raised her head back, she was crying. But second time, when the same practice was repeated, when she raised her head for the second time, now she was smiling. But until now, as of yet, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was not in a position of saying anything, of talking anything. Now, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said that we got extremely amazed over her state after this. When Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was asked about her reaction, that why did she have tears in her eyes for the first time and for the second time when she raised her head up from Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why was she smiling? Then Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha said that the first time when I went closer to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me that I will pass away today. So these were the blessed words of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the summary of the words that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that I will pass away today. So listening to this, I started crying out of grief, out of sadness. Tears started to flow from my eyes. Then for the second time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I have supplicated to Allah Almighty that amongst my household you are the first one to meet me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you with me. So Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that this very saying of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam pleased me. So the reason for having tears in the eyes was when I heard that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will apparently pass away from this world, from this mortal world. And the reason for the smile on my face was that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that amongst my household, you are the first one to meet me. And I have made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He Almighty keeps you with me. So upon this, this is something that pleased Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that this dua of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was obviously accepted in the code of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she radiallahu ta'ala anha, she loved Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam so much that even in the hereafter, her wish was to stay with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And when she came to know of this fact, that one, she would be meeting Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in she would also be, that she would be departing from this mortal world, and she will be the first one to meet Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam amongst her household, and she will be kept with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then this very fact, this very glad tiding was something that brought a smile on her face. So this is how much the love of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and being with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam meant for Sayyidatun Nisa Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Then Malakul Maud alayhi salatu wasalam humbly came, presented salam and asked for permission. After getting the permission, he alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what do you command me now? What do you order me now? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, make me meet my Lord Almighty. Look at the beautiful words. These are of course the summary of the words that were uttered by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But just imagine how beautifully Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would have uttered these blessed words from his blessed tongue, that to Malakul Maud, the angel of death, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, make me meet my Lord Almighty. He humbly said, sure, I will make you meet Allah Almighty today. The moments of your apparent passing away are in front of you. Then he left from there. And Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he also left saying that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, today I also descended on the earth for the last time. The wahi, the revelations have stopped now, and the world has been folded. I never had anything to do with anyone in the world except for you. And all I desired was only your love and affection. So Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the purpose of his visit to this world, that it was only for the sake of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And now that you are apparently leaving this world, now I have nothing to come in this world for. So after, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you have apparently passed away from this world, I will also never come again. So today is the last time that I have descended upon the earth. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was a brief account of the apparent passing away of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from this world. As we heard this account of the apparent passing away of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, at the meantime, it also highlights and it also brings our attention towards the dignity, reverence, majesty, glory and rank of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As His majesty, rank, glory, dignity, all those traits that we can think about are such that even angels, malaika, the muqarrab angels, those angels who even amongst the angels are the most supreme, the most highest ranked angels, even they do not come in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam without his permission. Even when the time of apparently passing away from this dunya, from this world came, even then Malakul Maud alayhi salatu wasalam asked him for his permission. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who's known to be the leaders of the angels, who is known to be the leader of the angels, even he also spoke about his purpose of coming to this dunya. Why did he used to come to this dunya? The reason was nothing but your and my master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we come to know the majesty and grandeur, the dignity of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But at the same time, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should also be aware of the fact that how Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam treats a person, deals with him when he captures the soul of that very person. And then, after understanding this, then we need to ponder and we need to contemplate our state of heedlessness and negligence. So we need to also ponder and contemplate. Regarding how Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam captures the souls of people. Now regarding this, Hazrat Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that once there was a king of an extremely huge kingdom, and he once intended to visit his entire kingdom. Therefore, he called for the best of the clothing so he could wear it and he could visit his kingdom. Now, various dresses were presented to him. Every one of them were of the best of the qualities. He looked at one dress, he didn't like it and rejected it. Second one, rejected. Third one, rejected. Fourth one, rejected. One by one, he kept rejecting all the clothes. But finally, out of his thousands of dresses, he chose one of them. He liked it. He chose one of them and he said, "Yes, I like this dress." So he put that dress on. Now the time came to decide for the horse, that which horse shall he ride upon in order to visit his kingdom. So best of the horses and the most precious, the most expensive horses were presented to him. But he didn't like any of them. But finally, out of thousands of horses, he liked one of them. So the king, he left on the journey to visit the entire kingdom of his with great awe and dignity. On the way, the accursed shaitan enticed him. Shaitan al-Rajim, he enticed the king. Now upon his enticing him, the king became extremely arrogant and proceeded ahead with extreme pride and arrogance. Now pride and arrogance, these were being reflected through his body, through his body language as he was visiting the kingdom of his. Now, due to his pride and arrogance, he wasn't even looking at the people. Those people who had gathered around him, who surrounded him, who gathered around to just catch a glimpse of the king. Because of his arrogance, he wasn't even looking at them. Now, he continued his journey in the state of this arrogance. On the way, the king saw an old and weak person, and he was wearing very old and worn out clothes. He apparently looked to be a very poor person. So he said salam to the king, but king neither looked at him nor did he reply to his salam. The old man said, "O king, I have a really important thing for you." And the old man held the rein of the horse. The king ignored him. The king wouldn't show any sign of slightest bit of interest to him. Now, if someone's talking to you, you would obviously pay some kind of attention to him, that, you know, someone's speaking to me, so let me at least try to listen to what he's saying. But over here, the king was so arrogant that he wouldn't even bother to even show that he's paying any attention to this old person who's held the rein of his horse, and he's saying that I've got something really important for you. But king, he was drowned in arrogance, and he just wanted to obviously look down at the poor people, so he wasn't paying any kind of attention to the old man. Now, when the old man, he held the rein of the horse of the king, then the king furiously said, "Leave the rein, You've done something which no one before you have ever dared to do. Move aside from here. So king already, he was arrogantly proceeding in his journey. And obviously upon this action of the poor person, the king had to reflect some kind of anger to show to the people that he is very majestic king. So out of fury, this is how he shouts at the old man. Now, the old man, he says to the king that I've got something very important for you. Now the king said, okay, do one thing. Be our guest now. Be my guest now. I'll listen to you on our way back. So be my guest, we'll visit the kingdom, and on our way back, I'll listen to you whatever important thing you've got to tell me. But the old man said, no, not at all. I have the urgency to deal with you right now at this moment of time. The king said, okay then, tell me, what is it? So the old man said, it is a top secret. I don't want anyone else to know about it except for you. Bring your ear close to me. So upon this, the king said, okay. So he lowered his head. And the old man said, I am Malakul Maut. I am the angel of death. And I have come to seize your soul. Now as soon as king heard this, he became severely anxious. He became very worried. And he had just left to visit his kingdom. He just chose a royal dress amongst thousands of dresses. And he just chose a royal horse, best of the horses, amongst thousands of horses. And he had just left being surrounded with this huge and majestic army. He has thousands of wishes in his heart. There are thousands of people gathered around the whole kingdom just to welcome the king, just to welcome him. The king sort of lost his senses. In the midst of all this, the king loses all his senses. The king started to shiver with fear. His color went pale, and out of terror and fear, the king said, give me a little time, give me a little respite, a grace period, so that I could complete the work for which I have left. Then do whatever you want to do. Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, by Allah, you will never be able to see your kingdom now. Now, the king, he started pleading, and pleadingly, he said to Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam, that okay, give me a chance, some time, so that I go to my household, to my family. Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, not at all. You will now never be able to meet your household. Now upon saying this, Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam captured the soul of the king, and his dead body fell on the ground from the horse. Agah, apni maut se koi bashar nahi. Saman so baras ka pal ki khabar nahi. Kuch haan ae be khabar hone ko hai. Kab talak ghaflat sahar hone ko hai. Jald aakhirat kamale, kuch nekiyan kamale. Koi nahi bharosa ae bhai zindagi ka. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, we see that nowadays people also who are blessed with money, who are influential from financial perspective, they also grow an element of pride, an element of arrogance within them, and they start looking down at those who are poor than them. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that arrogance is something which is instilled in our hearts from Shaitan the Accursed, from Shaitan al-Rajim, and we should stay far away from arrogance. Now, one important fact to be noted here is that the king's soul was captured regardless of the state he was in. However, this was the state of someone who was negligent, who was heedless from his hereafter. His soul was captured in whatever state he was. He had thousands of desires, thousands of wishes in his heart, but they all went in vain. They all remained unfulfilled. He could not complete them. In whatever state he was in, he met his demise. But the righteous bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are given choice to a certain extent at the time of their death. Let's listen to another faith enlightening parable regarding a righteous person, a noble person, a pious person whose time of death also came. We heard an incident regarding an arrogant king, that how he died and what hopes he had in his heart when his last time came. But now let's listen about this pious person, then when his last time came, what his desires were and how he met his death. So it is stated that after Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam captured the soul of this king, then Sayyiduna Jarir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that then Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam went to a righteous person and said salam. The pious person replied back to the salam, and Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, I have something important for you. The pious person said, tell me, what is it? Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's a secret. The pious person said, please mention, let me know what that is, and brought his ear forward. He said, I am Malakul Maut and have come to seize your soul. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know that what that pious person said to Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam? Keep in mind that what that arrogant king, he said to Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam. But now, what this pious person is saying to Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, welcome, marhaba, welcome to the one whose separation had prolonged immensely. By Allah, there is no such person away from me, meeting whom is more superior for me than meeting you. Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you have any outstanding matter, then complete them. Now, look at the comparison that the arrogant king, he himself is asking that, let me complete my unfinished tasks. But Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam didn't give him any time. And over here, to the noble person, to the pious person, Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, he himself is giving the option that if you have any outstanding matters, then complete them. But the pious person says that, I don't need anything whilst you are here, and nothing is more beloved to me than meeting Allah Almighty. Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell me, what state do you prefer to die in? I will capture your state in that very state. The pious person is being given a choice that how do you want to die? How do you want to pass away? This is the greatness of piety, of taqwa, of nobility. So this pious person was given a choice by Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, that how do you want to die? And now the pious person said that, have you been given authority over it? Now Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam replied, yes, I have been commanded to do this. Then the pious person said that, then let me perform wudu and offer salah. When I prostrate, then capture my soul. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the difference of mindsets. That the arrogant king, when his time of passing away came, what did he want? He wanted to visit his kingdom. He wanted to finish his tasks. He wanted to go to his household. But the noble person, the pious person, he wanted to prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the difference of mindset. And look how Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam is giving options to this pious person. How he is making him meet his death the way he wants to. So Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, okay, this is what I will do. So the pious person, he performed wudu, started offering salah. And when he went in sajda, when he prostrated, then Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam seized his soul. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the different states of the deaths of different people. Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't look at the desires, at the wishes of people. So, what is the state of our desires? So, when the time of death comes, no matter where we are, no matter what we are doing, we will have to leave this world. A sinner will become an example for other people, whereas a pious person, he will be envied by other people. Some people die from being heedless from the hereafter, being negligent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas other people die whilst being pious, whilst having taqwa, whilst being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to ask ourselves that what state are we going to meet our death in? What are our desires? And how do we want to, in what state do we want to be when Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam visits us and comes to capture our soul? So dear viewers of Madani Channel, the pious people, their wishes and desires are different as compared to those who sin. Pious people, they want to die in the state of Iman. They want to die in Madinatul Munawwara whilst beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam under the shade of the green dome. And the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they present their pleas in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways, that when their time of death comes, then they be in the state of Iman, they be in Madinatul Munawwara. Like Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, he writes, jis waqt rooh tan se attar ki juda ho, ho samne khudaya meethe nabi ka roza. At another place he writes, hai tamannae attar ya rab, unke jalwon mein yu maut aaye, jab tadap ke gire mera laasha, tham le bad ke shahe madina. Another poet, he says, najam ki ae khuda aarzu hai yahi, aashiq e zar ki aabru hai yahi, maut ke waqt sar unke qadmon mein ho, deed hoti rahe dam nikalta rahe. And Amir Ahle Sunnat again writes that iman pe de maut madine ki gali mein, madfan mera mahboob ke qadmon mein bana de. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the states in which awliya karam, they want to be when they meet their death. What is our state? How do we want to meet our death? Of course, we all want to meet our death in the state of Iman, with well-being. But for that, we need to perform righteous actions, stay away from sins, and keep supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah Almighty grant us all with martyrdom in Madinatul Munawwara, in the state of Iman and well-being, under the shade of the green dome, whilst beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, with burial in Jannatul Baqi and with the neighborhood of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah Almighty accept all these du'as in the favor of all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah.